Okay. Today's learning from initials Chaim Luzer Shishai Moshe Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. It's from Nachman Moshe. It's just for actually for everybody there in America now. It is Rivka Moshe Israel's Yahrzeit and Neshama Shavan Aliyah. It's from Nachman Moshe. It's just for Shlomo Chaim Moshe and Malcolm and Brach Basar Malcolm at Chigitzchak and Fegaldino and it's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding a middle of Siman Reish Samach Hey. We are middle of, we started talking about these taking out oil from a candle, okay? And we also said, we got into this idea, is that you're not allowed to be mevatel kli mehechunai, that if you have a keli, could be used, you can't go ahead and make it muktzah, and we discussed various different cases with regards to that. Now we're holding a middle of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav. We're on the third line of Vimyesh. Okay, so till now we said that we explained the reason why you cannot go ahead and why the Chacham said you can't go ahead and be Mevatel HaKli. It appears as if you are taking the Keli apart. Vimyesh b'Keli Davar Hamuta. So let's say we had this, the original case of the Mechaber. I'm taking a keli and putting it under my candelabra to catch the dripping oil. Now, since the oil is muktzah, it's going to make the keli muktzah a problem. Now, if we have, and like I mentioned, we're going to have a number of different muktzah topics that we're going to cover in this siman, at least the introduction to some of them. Now, if you have in the keli something that's mutter, so you're putting a keli that's going to catch the oil, but the keli is also holding something that mutter. You are allowed to put it. Why? The Yachal Agave Heter. Now, that if you're allowed to move the Keli still, because that won't make the Keli. Imhu be'inyan shemutalatalta, if that, and I'll explain this in a moment, if it is a type of situation that it would be muta, kamaicha Simen Shin Yud Ayin Sham, as we discussed in Shin Yud. Now we already touched upon this. Okay, there is a concept of basis, right? Basis to a davar asa, something that's servicing the davar asa becomes muktzah as well. So your tray under your candlestick, the tray becomes muktzah. If something you have a drawer and the drawer only has davar asa in it, only muktzah, you have your electronics drawer. The drawer, you're not allowed to open it. The drawer is a basis to davar asa, and therefore you're not allowed to open the drawer. What happens? You have something that's basis to davar asa and to davar amuta. You have a drawer. You have lollipops in the drawer, and you have your electronic item in the drawer. So now that drawer is servicing both the lollipops, which is mutter and not muktzah, and it is, or in C's case, the sunkest fruit gems. It also has davar asa. So now it's basa l'davar mutal davar heta and davar asa. You are allowed to open the drawer. Now, what does he mean by if it's in inyan in this situation? Because as we touched upon previously, and we'll see more of it when you get to this later on in Shin Yud, it really depends what the other item is. So if I have one lollipop in the drawer and 10 electronic devices, and I have 30 lollipops sitting on my counter that I'm not going to use up, so I have no need for that lollipop. So you can't say that it's that there's really a purpose over here. So he's basically saying as follows: so in this keli, I have a challah that I want to eat today, right? And I'm going to put the keli under, we'll catch the dripping oil. The keli won't become muktzah because I'm allowed to move it because of the challah. Okay, so that's one solution that you'll be able to do it. Oid Eitzah Acheres Kasev V'Tshuvas Maril, another Eitzah. The Hiskim Imay HaMagen Avram, and the Magen Avram agreed as well. The Yosem Kli Moedyem Tachas HaShulchan. So you have the table is under your hanging candelabra. You go ahead and you put the keli, which right now is nothing in it, under the table. U'B'Shabes Achachila Yosas HaShulchan. So if it drips during the meal, no problem. It's dripping on your table. You're okay, right? Now, if it drips after me, what you do is you move the table, right? And now the keli is there. But kli, I remember atzvetachas on there. You didn't do anything to the keli, so you didn't worm a vatl anything by yadayim. V'after who goyrim b'shabbes levatl kli mehechenai ayideh asaras hashulchan. A little bit, you are a goyrim because when you remove the table, now the keli is going to catch oil. Now the keli is going to become muktzah. Mikol makom kevin makom shari. This is mutter kevin she'enoy mevatl yadayim b'shabbes. This that you're not allowed to be mevatel a keli on Shabbos I'll do biyadayim. It happens only up because of a grammar. It is fine. Va'oid, the ain is harm el hasam kli b'shabbos al shulchan tachas aner. Afopi she noifel by shemen. Right. If I'm eating under the candelabra, I put plates on the table. Right. I oil my drip. I'm not mischaven for that. Hachanami, I'm mischaven. Why am I moving the table? I'm moving the table because I don't want the candle to mess up the table. Happens to be under the table, there was a keli that now is going to catch the oil, is going to become mukta. That's a mutter. So again, like we said, these cases are not so practical to us. However, they are the halachas that are behind it will become very practical to us in a lot of different cases. Okay, now says now we got to go back to the mechaber. Okay, we're up to we're middle of Sif Gimel. We're on the second line of Sif Gimel. We told now we said I can't go on Shabbos. I have a keli over here, and I can't go on Shabbos and place the keli under the candle because I'm going to make the keli muktzah. I could put a keli there when it's still daytime. And so, even if nothing dripped into the keli before Shabbos, since I placed the keli before Shabbos, okay. And any oil that does drip from my candle into there is also to use on Shabbos. Because remember, any oil that's in the candle became muktzah. It's part of the candle, became muktzah as soon as Shabbos came in. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What happens if I put a keli there? Excuse me, and no shemen dripped, right? The keli, just because I put the keli there, because it will potentially catch oil, that doesn't ask the keli. Only once oil actually drips in it does it become asa. Well, your rabbi they are not of shemen l'toicha b'idyayim. Very interesting. What happens? I put the keli under the candelabra by day, Friday by day, and oil already dripped in it before Shabbos. Even though the oil dripped before Shabbos, but he says that's already more than just a machshava, because that proved that my machshava happened. My machshava was that this keli should be the catcher of the oil. This keli being the catcher of the oil becomes muktzah. Now, since it already started dripping before Shabbos, so an action sort of already happened. Even if you poured out that oil that had dripped in there, if I have a bowl that's made for holding money and I put money day by day, even if you took the money out, we spoke about that yichud for something, whether it's not, but let's assume this was a keli that was miyachid. For money, once you started using it for money, it becomes a money keli. This also, once oil started dripping in it, it became a keli to catch the drips. Okay, let's see the. I'm sorry. Continue, Mishabura. Also, you now use this oil. Vinira. What happens if I put a keli under the candle and there's a bunch of oil in there that's mutta? And I wanted to catch the additional oil that drips. So I have a, I take my olive oil bowl, and that's the bowl that I put under there. So the oil in the bowl when Shabbos came in was totally mutter. Okay, mikol makom asla stapik the dovei sheyesh lematir and loy batal. This is another very interesting concept that's coming out of this siman. What would be the reason that the oil would become mutter? So I have a bowl. I have 10 ounces of oil sitting in a bowl, and a few drops of oil fall into the bowl from the candle. So I have 10 ounces of mutter oil and a couple of drops of asa oil. So normally we might think it should be batel, right? The few drops is batel in this 10-ounce bowl. However, when it comes to bittel, we have another rule. We have a rule that something that's a davish yesh lemetir means eventually become mutter without coming on to bittel, you don't say bittel. Now this oil, the second it becomes Matzah Shabbos, will become mutter. So it's a davish yesh lemetir, and since it will automatically become mutter at some point without having to rely on bittul, we don't rely on bittul, and therefore, even though a small amount fell into this bigger bowl of oil, the oil would remain asa. Says the Rama, va'asa liga mener doilik kishutali. You're not allowed to touch a candle that is hanging, a candelabra. Afal pisha ena metaltla, even though you're not moving it. The ein by mishem muktzah minigim ba'alma, by touching it alone, you didn't do anything muktzah. Mikol makom asa pen yisnadet ktsas minigiyasa. By when I touch the candelabra, it might shake. The yata, once I shake, it's going to lean either away or towards the wick. I'm going to cause the fire to either get bigger or larger. Very interesting Ramah. The Ramah just said that, you know what the problem with me pushing a candelabra that's burning candles, that's swinging, and I'm going to push and going to swing, is not because I moved muktzah. The problem is that I'm going to be shemayata, I might make the fire bigger or smaller. So we're going to have to understand this a little bit. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shabbos. Shekva huksa shema. Since the oil became, I'm sorry, that was actually before, but we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah. The oil becomes muktzah because the whole candle becomes, it's muktzah for the candle. The gamma kli asa batilte the shaman, even the keli that's holding the oil is asa shenasa basasla. As we said, this becomes the serving the candle. Pen yisnadet. So Ramah said, I can't go ahead and touch my candelabra that's hanging from the ceiling that has oil lamps in it. I can't touch it. Okay, now. Mashmi said, the beloicha shashatia, if not for the fact that we were concerned that you might make the fire bigger or smaller, ein lachish mishum issa tilta memuktzah al yidei hanidnud. I don't have to be concerned that you are over muktzah by pushing a something that's hanging that's muktzah. Because I'm going to, so why? That's moving muktzah. So the Magen Avraham says there is absolute a problem with it. You know what the case the Ramah is talking, or the only way he can explain the Ramah. I hit my challah because I don't want anyone else to take the sourdough. So I hid it up in my candelabra so no one to take it. So really, I'm taking it because I want the thing that's not muktzah. Agav, I'm going to move it. Now, if I'm taking something that's mutter and agav, I'm going to move it, that's tiltum and atzad. It's not a problem. Therefore, the only problem is shemayat over here. I might make the fire bigger or smaller. The right? So I'm reaching up to take my challah that I stuck into the candelabra out. And therefore, that's the reason. But stamazoi, to go push something that's muktzah, you're not allowed to. Kamoshe to go ahead and touch the hanging candelabras also. I feel the even if there's no if even if there's nothing burning on it, it's muktzah. The yata, what's so we, if you just learn the Ramah alone without this Magen Avraham, you're gonna misunderstand the Ramah. The Ramah seems to say that there's no problem with moving a candle that's hanging on Shabbos. Magen Avraham says that's not the case. The yata, what was the Ramah's concern? You might go ahead and you might make the fire bigger or smaller. Hashem and El Apsili going to cause the oil to go close to the wick. Yischai you're lighting a fire. Okay, it goes further. Yischai that you're going to cause for putting it out. If these were wax candles, the candle by tilting the candelabra, it doesn't really change the size of the fire. Now, again, it would only be mutta, according to the Magen Avraham, it would only be mutta in the case that you're doing it as a tiltum and atzad for a different reason, not if you're just moving it because that would become muktzah. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mi'atzah Hashem, we shall continue tomorrow.